What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is gonna be a quick video. It's gonna be a video response to Hold the Truth Hostage. He recently did a video where he said that hypergamy really wasn't a thing until the government artificially inflated it. But the reality of the matter is he's dead wrong about hypergamy. Hypergamy has always been around, okay? It's just that women really never got the chance to practice hypergamy because the consequences were far too great. For example, he said, Hold the Truth Hostage said that, where was hypergamy back in the 50s? How come women didn't practice hypergamy back then? Well, there was something called Ronald Reagan. He signed a law that made no-fault divorce become a thing. And that's when women went out and divorced their husbands en masse, simply because they could get away with it. Now, women practice hypergamy when they can get away with it for absolutely no repercussions, okay? Now, to prove to you that hypergamy has always been there, let's go to the mother of all humans, Eve, okay? Eve ate from the apple. Why? Because she wanted the better life. She already had the great life. She was in heaven. That's it. Where are you gonna go? There is no place you're gonna go better than heaven itself. But when the Satan said, hey, if you eat from this tree, you're gonna be better off than you are right now. So Eve, like all her female descendants, she practiced hypergamy, okay? Now, hypergamy, for those of you who don't know, hypergamy is the notion that a woman will get with the best possible man to give her the best possible lifestyle her pussy can get, okay? So hypergamy is something that's built into woman, and quite frankly, hypergamy is a good thing. Now, hypergamy back in the day was actually very, very good, because back in the day, guys, throughout human history, guys, up until 100 years ago, the vast majority of people out there, they knew no more than maybe 200 people in their entire lives, okay? People were born and they died in the same place for generations, okay? So, yes, of course, getting the best person that you can have as a woman in your small community, yes, that's a way to go. But in today's environment, where a woman can have literally 2,000 people on her smartphone, in today's environment where a woman can hop on a plane and go pretty much anywhere in the world, hypergamy is no longer a good thing. I simply want to say that hypergamy is out of whack now. Hypergamy is now becoming a bad thing simply because it's uncontrollable, because what's going on is unnatural, you know? Maybe God is gonna knock us back into the Stone Age, where we are gonna live in small communities, we're not gonna have internet, we're not gonna have technology, you know, you're not gonna be able to fly, you're not gonna be able to log on to your smartphone and see how many people you have on Tinder. So, women have built-in hypergamy. It's always been there. It's not something that the government created. It's not something that the government made up or the government inflated. It was always something there. It's just that practicing hypergamy, you know, even 50, 60 years ago in the 1950s, for a woman to practice hypergamy would have been disastrous if her hypergamy didn't do much better. You know, for example, if a woman divorced her husband for no good reason, then that to a lot of other men is a big, big turnoff. I mean, if a girl left this dude to be with you because of hypergamy, then, well, she's going to do the same with you when it comes to a dude who's going to be better off than you. So, guys do not want women who are disloyal, okay? And women knew that. And again, keep in mind that throughout history, women simply couldn't get access to top quality, so-called high-value men. In today's world, for example, the average woman on Tinder has no less than 2,000 matches. I know that to be true because I did a profile using Georgia Free's picture. For those of you who don't know, Georgia Free is a 3, maybe a 4 at best, okay? And she had over 2,000 matches in almost 3 days. In fact, I was going to keep this experiment going on for a whole week, but my phone was going zit, 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 literally every microsecond, that I was like, hey man, my phone is probably going to go bad or some shit like that. So I canceled the experiment after 3 days. But nevertheless, if Georgia Free, who's a freaking 3, got 2,000 matches, imagine a 21-year-old girl, okay? And on top of that, when I was looking through Georgia Free's matches, she had guys who owned multimedia companies. She had guys who flew in private jets, okay? Do you think women 40, 50, 60 years ago had access to such men? Absolutely not. See, the thing you need to understand, man, throughout human history, okay, let's say your hypergamy is down here. This is where your hypergamy at as a woman, okay? Today's world, because of Tinder, social media, a woman's hypergamy can be up here. You know, a woman can go from working at fucking Wendy's, making $7.93, by posting a booty pic on Instagram, and all of a sudden some rich Arab is gonna fly her out in a private jet, give her $20,000, and you know, she's gonna ride around on his private yacht. So all of a sudden, a woman's whose hypergamy was down here is all of a sudden it's up here. So imagine that woman in small town USA where I'm at, her hypergamy is down here, yet thanks to social media, rich guys are hollering at her. Guess what? Nobody in this town will ever be good enough for her, okay? So, hypergamy, gentlemen, is something that has always, always been there. It will always, always be there. It's just that today, because of social media, today, because of the fact that there is no repercussions for a woman practicing hypergamy, a woman can practice hypergamy out in the open, and that's just how it is. So I don't know what's going to happen in the future, guys. Maybe God is going to Nagasaki Hiroshima us back to the Stone Age, where we live in small groups and don't have technology or knowledge or anything like that. Or maybe all the women are just going to gravitate toward only the top men in the world, and that's going to be pretty much the end of the story. So again, I don't know what's going to happen, but what I can tell you guys is that women are never ever going to go back to the days where a woman, even if she is of average or even a little bit sub-average, is gonna say, hey, I'm happy with this average looking dude making an average looking salary. And that's the thing you guys need to understand. You know, just because a woman is average or sub-average, she doesn't want you, man. This is why Georgia Free got on the internet. Georgia Free got on the internet because she is sub-average. And she knows that if she was to go through her community, through her social circle, she was not gonna get the type of man that she believes she is entitled to. And the thing you guys have to understand about women is that these women, you know, they look on social media, man, okay? They look at Instagram. They say, oh, look at her. Look at the man she has. Well, I want her man. Well, you don't know what her circumstances are, you know? Maybe she grew up in a rich, elite, privileged family. You know, maybe she's a fucking dime piece, okay? So the problem here, guys, is that when you have these sub-average women like Georgia Free looking at Instagram and looking at women who are hella hotter than they are, well, guess what? These women now are even more desperate to practice hypergamy. This is what I've been telling you guys all along, you know. The girl I have back in San Cristobal, she's only 5 foot tall. Well, guess what? The shorter the woman is, the taller the dude she wants. That's hypergamy right there. So hold the truth hostage. I know you're gonna watch this video. You make a lot of great points, but unfortunately, I have to say you were dead wrong about hypergamy. Hypergamy is hardwired into women. They're gonna practice it, but in the past, if you try to monkey branch and you don't get your hand on that other branch, it's pretty much game over for you. You didn't have free government money. You didn't have simps, you didn't have OnlyFans, you didn't have access to all these different guys out there who might give you money. You know, this guy might give you a little bit of money, this guy might give you a little bit of money over here. You did not have access to the type of world that we had back in the day. So for a woman to practice her hypergamy, you know, 50, 60 years ago was very, very dangerous to her lifestyle if it didn't go well. But the fact that I'm with a girl who's 5 feet tall, you know, she's 5 feet tall, she can get away with a guy like Yogi Obes who's 5'4", he's still gonna be towering over her by 4 inches. But no, her hypergamy wants her to be with a guy who's 6'3", simply because, again, I cannot stress this enough, women want to maximize their hypergamy, okay? You see, women that are average height, women that are average looking, they know that more or less the type of guy that they can get is pretty much gonna be in the range of the maximum she can get. So she's gonna be okay, you know? If a girl is a 7, and she gets with an 8, a guy who's an 8, she's gonna be happy. But a girl like Georgia Free, who's a 3, and she gets with a guy who's a 5, she's not gonna be happy. So the lower a woman is when it comes to SMV or pretty much anything else, money, height, she will want to maximize her hypergamy. And again, guys, I cannot stress this enough, okay? Hypergamy is built in. We have to accept it. We just have to accept the fact that because women have open hypergamy today, what is ultimately gonna happen? Is God gonna destroy us? We're gonna go back to living in small communities, no internet, no car, no plane. Are all the women gonna go to the top 3% men? And the remaining 97%+ of men, you know, go jump off a cliff. We don't know what's gonna happen. But the bottom line here is that hypergamy is built in. It's now out of control. And we just have to accept that fact. You know, if you're a tall dude like me, again, I'm not Chad, I'm not Tyrone, I've said that before, okay? If you're a tall dude like me, go to Guatemala, go to freaking Philippines where everybody's like 5 feet and hope to God that their hypergamy goes after you, okay? So that's one of the reasons why I went to San Cristobal. It's because the people there are super duper short. Like I said before, the Mexican state of Chiapas, where San Cristobal is, was part of Guatemala in the past. So this is why I go to places where the women are short, because I know full well their hypergamy is going to say, I got to get with this 6'3" guy, even though he's not Chad, he's not Tyrone. But bottom line, guys, here, hypergamy is built into the woman. It's not something that the government's created or something that they manufactured or took advantage of, like hold the truth hostage said. It was something there. And even if the government's didn't give women free money, welfare, or anything like that, women eventually would have practiced hypergamy. You know, the woman who, you know, let's say no fault divorce was never a thing. Okay, so the woman who got married to guys who they felt were really not all that, they may have stayed in the relationship, but you know what? The next generation of women, they're gonna be like, I'm not gonna get married unless the guy is a 10 out of 10. Okay, you look at the Muslim community, man. Okay, in the Muslim community to this very day, even though sadly and unfortunately divorce is becoming normalized, you know, a lot of young Muslim women out there, you know, they grew up with their mother, and their mother was like, if I could have divorced your dad and did better than him, I would have done it. So a lot of young Muslim women out there, guys, for example, even though their mom was stuck with their father, the young Muslim women today are like, oh, no, I'm not gonna get married unless the guy is a literal 10 out of 10. That's hypergamy, guys. That's hypergamy out there. You cannot make a law to get rid of hypergamy. The only way you can constrain hypergamy is if you live in a small community and you just don't have the technology, knowledge to interact or travel with other people. So the bottom line, guys, again, I'm repeating myself. Hey, man, I don't know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe God is going to Nagasaki, Hiroshima us back to the Stone Age, or maybe the woman are gonna practice hypergamy in the open to the point where they're gonna go after literally the top 3% of men. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.